correct time is 9 o'clock.
Hi, this is Anita O'Day, and you are listening to My Kind of Music, KMPX in San Francisco.
Love is gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms, brought to you by Datril, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers.
If you like great-looking clothes at a great price, then visit the sixth floor of iMagine and the Young Delivery Service. Don't let that name fool you. No matter what your age, you'll love the style. From Sean, you'll find a good selection of contemporary junior dresses, ideal for work or evening, and out in the town, and at just $40 to $50, sizes 4 to 14. A few feet away, you'll find the Fazelli line of jumpsuits, junior dresses, and rompers, as lively as spring and ideal for the active contemporary woman with a today lifestyle, also priced from just $40 to $50. Swing into spring at the Young Delivery Service. You'll love the styles, you'll love the selections, and you'll love the prices. It's the sixth floor of iMagnet, Union Square, in San Francisco.
That's the Young Delivery Service on the sixth floor of iMagnet on Union Square, here in the city of San Francisco. Also, Oakland, Palo Alto, San Mateo, Walnut Creek, Santa Clara, and Carmel. iMagnet.
At the window.
Will you come up to my room, Kate?
Well, certainly, but...
Come through the side door and use the back stairs.
Oh, can you mind?
Certainly, something's wrong. Oh, there was talk from down there. Just come.
Well, right away. Just a sec. Oh, she closed the shutter.
I wouldn't go upstairs, Mrs. Wakefield.
Oh, Hannah. Didn't see you either.
I saw you here in the garden. I came down to reach you before Miss Ellen did, but she was ahead of me.
Oh, can you tell me where the side door is?
It's down there around the corner of the house, but Mrs. Wakefield, if you only wouldn't. I mean,
is she ill?
Not with the sickness you can name. Her heart broke when she found out what had happened to Glory Hall. That's her tapping on the window with her cane.
Waiting for me, I
she should be resting. Whom are you talking to?
I'm coming right up, Miss Ellen. Hannah, I have to go.
I know.
I'll be careful. Oh, Hannah, I met your daughter, Francesca.
She told me. Oh, Mrs. Wakefield, wouldn't it really be better if she's left in peace? I'm sorry, but wouldn't it?
Do you think I want to be here?
Believe
I will, as soon as someone will tell me the truth about my dead husband.
Come in. Come in, Kate. I left the door open.
Thank you, Miss Ellen.
Close it now. And bolt it.
You want it locked?
Do as I say, child. I don't wish us to be interrupted.
All right.
Now, come and stand beside me.
Miss Ellen, should you be standing like this?
Hannah's been talking to you, hasn't she? I'm as strong as an ox, and if I hadn't broken this wretched hip...
I heard about your fall on the rocks, Miss Ellen.
I broke my hip when I caught my foot in the threadbare rug in the hall. You must have noticed the condition of our rug. Who told you about my fall?
Lewis.
I saw you with him down there on the point. I fell on the rock because my cane was knocked from my hand.
I don't understand.
We'll talk no more about it. I might have been killed. I wasn't. No. I want you to look out that window. No, this one looks into my garden. That one. Here, I'll pull that little sewing table
no,
away.
No, let me do it.
Oh, I've done it often enough. The trick is to do it quietly. I would just put on the seat. See? Now, look out the window. No, from the right side.
I can see Glory Point
and Kay Harbor to the east, almost to Lost River. I have tree branches cut away. Lewis hasn't found it out.
Why would he mind?
Oh, I've watched what went on at Glory Point. I saw the boats come in, sailboats like yours. I saw your husband standing on the point.
Oh, when?
Often. Standing like a young Greek god, his head all blonde curls, his back so straight, his arms turned. I would turn away and weep at such beauty.
What did you actually know about him?
What did Lewis say to you down on the point just now?
Oh, he warned me about the rocks.
He told you about Lost River?
He said he'd take me to explore it.
Which you must not do.
Miss Ellen, I'm sorry, but I can't just answer you. I must ask you something.
What is it?
It's about Tom, my husband. You said you had seen him often.
Don't ask me to repeat myself.
And then I met Francesca Vale. She said she had stood at the edge of Tom's grave. Miss Ellen, Tom drowned off the coast of Maine and disappeared off a sailboat.
Yes, my dear.
Well, what does Francesca mean?
One never knows all that Francesca means. She's a poet. She knows only the heart. Each of us must bury our loves in our own way.
Was she in love with Tom?
Now, Celia, we've lost our time. Lewis is coming up from the point now.
So why would he object?
No time. Let me ask the questions. Kate, when you came to Glory Hall, nothing seemed to surprise you.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
And listen, I watched you. Nothing surprised you. Lewis's rudeness, my curious ways, the silences of his place. Why? Who told you about us?
I knew about the house because it was listed.
Yes. Kate, I must know.
I met a member of your family.
Eric?
Yes, I met Eric Pomeroy, Susan Graham.
I knew it. I was sure of it. It was meant to be.
No, it just happened.
Nothing just happened. Life is a pattern we don't understand until we look back. I know it, Kate. I knew you were destined to bring hope back. Oh, wait out there, will you? Kate, you know where Eric is.
I know his business address.
I'll give you a letter. Will you mail it?
Yes.
Take it to Mercytown. Francesca will drive you.
Hi there, Miss Ellen.
I will write the letter and give it to you later. And Kate, this is our secret.
Miss Ellen come down to tea?
She preferred to stay in her room.
And where is Mrs. Wakefield?
She's gone for a walk.
Where?
Up the hill. She said she wanted to see the sunset.
You don't see the sunset from the hill.
That's where she said she was going.
And where is Francesca?
I believe she's over in my house.
I thought you'd sent her back to work.
I couldn't, Mr. Pomeroy. She told me last night she's been laid off her job.
She's laid off every job she tries. Are you supposed to support her around here, or am I?
You can find another one. She can do good work.
She chooses. I'm damn sick of it. Tell her she's not to hang around here.
Oh, Miss Ellen, pick up.
I'll pick up the pieces and just don't tell her. When it's all mine, we won't have to worry. I'll be going out after I've seen my aunt.
Francesca?
Who is it?
It's me, Kate. I thought I saw you up here on the hill. How are you being?
Go take care of the stand.
May I join you?
Why?
Well, I'd like to talk to you.
What have you and I to talk about?
You knew my husband when we came down here.
I told you.
I stood at his grave. And now he's gone. Where was that?
Does he know?
I don't know anything of his life here.
What kind of woman are you that you let him die among strangers?
Francesca, why do you want to hurt me?
I don't.
But what you just said was cruel. When my husband died, there was no one with him.
I know that.
I must go down and get the shutter. It will be dark soon.
Francesca,
how old are you? Past 20.
So you were only 15 when Tom was here.
I was as old as I will ever be in my life again.
I know, it does seem that way. The first time you fall in love.
I did not fall in love like a schoolgirl with Palmer, too. I held his spirit in my hand. Do you know what that means?
Will you tell me?
You would have to live what I have. But how could you?
Francesca, I came up to here to be friends, to ask you for something.
To ask me?
Yes, I want to go to nursery town tomorrow. Would you drive me?
I'm afraid that would be quite impossible, Kate.
Louis, you, listening, following me everywhere.
Kate, I must ask you to return to the house with me.
No, you go back, Mr. Pomeroy, where you belong.
Louis, it is shameful of you. It's downright shameful.
Kate, come with me.
Yes. I will drive to nursery town tomorrow, Mrs. Wakefield, and I'll tell you what you want to know.
I know we share everything, hon, but next time, could you keep it cold to yourself?
This was your cold day. You see, Spray?
You were sniffling before that. Think of the money we spend on nasal spray.
That's why I bought four-way nasal spray today. It can cost a lot less than the leading brand, a lot less.
Yeah?
And you can't buy faster decongestion relief than four-way. Here, just follow the directions.
Hey, that's a blast.
I know. I bought four-way for me, too. I think how much we can save on four-way with all the colds you get.
You need all the colds you give me.
I sweep my floor and I still hear sugar underfoot. I hate that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But an Oceda angler broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. Oceda Angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
Oceda makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
My sound.
Oceda makes your life easier. Faces of Love has been brought to you by the Oceda Angler Broom. It gets the dirt other brooms miss. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
Hi, this is Uncle Milton Burrow, saying stay tuned to my favorite station, KNPX San Francisco. Great station.
Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Author's Studio is brought to you by Final Net. Gives your hair a great, long-lasting hold. Think you Vanity Fair always has been the title of my novel? Oh, nay not. Hark to its title when first I began. Pen and pencil sketches of English society. Oh, gad. Would it not have sounded a death knell for any book? But Vanity Fair. Well, I do fancy that title. Well, I own 'twas purloined for Mr. John Bunyan's The Pilgrim's Progress. Therein he writes of a town called Vanity, where a lively fair is in business all year long. Is not this novel a bustling fair? Are not all its characters living in their own vanity? Well, then, what are they up to now? What stratagems are afoot? Miss Arabella Briggs peeks from behind a curtain in the morning room of the house in Park Lane, waiting for... there he is. Quickly, she darts from the front door, lest a certain gentleman upstairs hear the knocker.
Mr. Rawdon?
Mrs. Bute, gone?
Yes, gone.
Uncle Bute?
Upstairs. Come in.
Ah,
Captain must be very quiet. Come along to the morning room.
Yes, coming.
We don't want to warn the Reverend Youth you're here, do we?
Look here, Miss Briggs. I'm not in awe or fear of my uncle, clergyman or no.
But we must have a plan, must we? Now, I just shut this door.
I have a plan.
Oh, how very nice. Perhaps you'll tell me.
I shall simply walk up the staircase, walk into Auntie's bedchamber, and when Uncle orders me out, I'll lift him by the scruff and put him out.
You do that to a man of the cloth?
To my uncle, who is part of this beastly conspiracy against me and Becky.
But, sir, such behavior, a quarrel in front of Matilda, loud voices, scuffling. Oh, the very thought turns me faint. What would it do to her? I dare not think.
Well, hang it. Auntie always enjoys a good row.
We're forgetting she's not herself, aren't we?
You vowed when you didn't dose her with laudanum this morning she'd be herself.
More herself, not all. How could she be? She is ill. More than just what the merchants do to her.
Oh, quite right. You've a better plan, have you?
If you don't mind.
Don't. Let's have it.
I shall go up and say to the Reverend Duke that a gentleman wishes to see him. He will ask what gentleman, and I'll answer that he requested his name not to be given.
Very good. Yes, do that.
Will you make that request, please, so I shan't tell an untruth?
What request? Oh, right. Request you not give my name to Uncle.
Yes. He will come down. You say to him whatever you must. Then you come up. Surely he could not stop you, Captain Rawson.
Miss Briggs, I am 6'3". Uncle, measured by an inchworm, towers 5'5". So, that's the plan.
I do hope it keeps. It doesn't.
Oh, so far as it goes, keeps very well. But what the devil am I to say to Aunt Matilda? Need Betty for this. She'd know, always know. I don't.
Why, sir, you've only to say the truth. Poor dear Matilda believes what Mrs. Duke keeps telling you, that you don't love her in the least, care only for her safety.
That's a damn lie. Do love the old girl. Jolly good times I've had with her. Laugh and jest we do. Did. The blasted money. All right. Admit it. I own I'd welcome it. Does that make me a bounder? I'd be a prime fool not to like what it buys. But I'd care for Auntie even didn't she have the filthy stuff. She's a great old... What the deuce are you smiling about?
You just have said what exactly you should say to your auntie.
I have?
Yes.
I should?
Yes.
Bless my soul. But that ain't all I'm bound to say, not enough by heart.
Miss Betty.
Mrs. Rawdon Crawley. Our marriage. All that.
Captain Rawdon, I have never thought all would be solved today. It is only a beginning to undo some of what Mrs. Duke has done.
Mm.
Tell me, Hilda, that Miss Betty...
Wait. I know. Tell her Betty loves her. And it's true. Ask her to see Betty.
Yes, all of that. And tell what a dear little wife she is.
Yes, by Jupiter. No man ever had such a... Oh, but look here, what's the good of it all? Mrs. Bute comes back tonight and begins all again.
I think, I pray, seeing you will make Matilda strong once more. You'll send Mr. and Mrs. Bute out of her house and away.
By gad, she will, I know it. Go along, take the message to Uncle. And what a message I'll have for my Becky when she comes back tonight.
Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, Ban Roll-On Antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On Antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of Ban Roll-On, and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban Roll-On Antiperspirant. Proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal. If you take Tylenol instead of aspirin for headache, now you can get the exact same relief with Daytrill and get a dollar refund besides. Buy Daytrill in 100 or 250 tablet size, and Bristol-Myers will refund you $1. Send name and address and Daytrill carton to Daytrill, Box 836, Farmingdale, New York, 11735, and get a dollar back. Offer good on one bottle only, expires April 30th, 1976. So try Daytrill now and get a dollar back.
Not tonight, but now. Becky has arrived back at the cottage in Mulberry Row. Empty her little house. No husband to clasp her in his arms. Giles has been dispatched to Chatham Barracks with a note. Restless, Becky waits. And waiting, wonder.
Rawdon, my dearest. Whoever would have dreamt my world would be a 6'3" guardsman who promised me the world cannot give it me. And yet it's still my world. My love, where are you? I've no world at all without you here. Oh, Lord. What if you were ordered to the continent whilst I'm traced round the countryside? Oh, my darling, what is happening?
Rawdon! Giles,
it's only me.
Oh, good gracious, I see it's only you. Where is Rawdon? Will he be along soon?
No, Miss Becky.
I knew it. Knew it. His regiment's been sent to fight that beast Napoleon.
Oh, no, Miss.
He only just signed at the barracks.
Then where is he? I don't know. In the barracks, don't know.
Oh, darling. He's falling in love with another. You see, with her, was it his chance to see her whilst I was away?
Oh, Miss Becky, what tomfoolery you do talk. Like Mr. Rawdon could so much as look at another petticoat.
Oh, then why isn't he here? Not even a note. He knew I was coming back.
He didn't know so early. He surely thought you'd bide at Queen's Crawley longer. How could he think you'd be up with the sun and off?
Well, he ought to have known.
How ought?
He knows I love him so well. He ought to know I'd fly back to his arms very soon as I could.
Oh, he knew well enough you went to Queen's Crawley to flirt some money from Sir Pitt. Mm. He reckoned it would take a long time. Sir Pitt's stingy like he is. Oh, Ma, Mr. Rod will be proud of all them pounds you got.
Well, I'm not. Ma'am? I was proud that I didn't even ask Sir Pitt for money. Becky started saying she wouldn't stoop anymore to such a thing.
And so you did.
I did. I did. By not asking, I asked.
By not? I did.
I've not changed one single bit and never will. I didn't know it then, but I know now. It was a scheme like all my others to get what I wanted. I set a trap, and Sir Pitt walked into it.
There's not wrong with that, Miss Becky. Mm. And I don't think Mr. Rawdon would like you all changed.
He does.
Ah. Don't he boast all the time how clever you are and yes. Live by your wits and yes. He's never seen your life before?
Yes.
He don't want you different.
Oh, Giles, oh, thank you. I hope you're right.
Ah.
Well, now, I must put my wits to how we can win our wedding. Giles, that's where Rawdon is. Mrs. Bute is gone, Rawdon's there, and it's where I'm going. Come, you with me, and Maisie, just Maisie, will stay. Another trap is set.
Traps may be set, but not always are they sprung. Or they catch the wrong fox. Tomorrow, kind listeners, we shall see. And I am ever your servant, William Macy Thackeray.
This is what aerosol hairspray sounds like. This is what finalness sounds like. The big difference in the way they sound is the big difference in the way they work. Finalnet is not an aerosol. It's concentrated to give you a great long-lasting hold. There are no wasteful propellants. That makes it economical, too. 8 ounces of Finalnet go as far as 24 ounces of aerosol hairspray. You get a great hold at a great price. Finalnet, the first sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray.
If I had a nickel for every minute I spent in a dirty oven, scraping and scrubbing, oh, I'd be living in Fort Knox.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Oh, come on.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night. And while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
Really?
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
Well, Mr. Muscle really sounds like a good man to wake up to.
Vanity Fair is dramatized by Nancy Moore and features Dolores Sutton as Becky Sharp. Peter Blackstill portrays the Reverend Bute. Catherine Balfour, Miss Crawley. Charles Kimbrough, Rawdon Crawley.
And your host for Author Studio is Earl Hammond as William Makepeace Thackeray. Associate producer, Paul Feinstein. Sound effects, Bob Prescott. Music supervisor, John Anthony. Audio engineer, Jerry Bornstein. Production assistant, Carol Leslie. This program is produced and directed by Frank Papp and brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy, overnight way. Ralph DeMargo speaking. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
This is Freddie Martin. For the best in big bands, listen to KMTX in San Francisco, 107 on the dial.
It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxter. On the little things in life. Brought to you by Daytro, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol Myers.
Mexico. The best place to go. And Mexicana. The best way to go there. Mexicana, to all 19 of Mexico's top resorts. Mexicana, for luxurious one-class service. Mexicana for our tours. Just ask your travel agent. No wonder we're the airline most people fly to Mexico.
Mexicana has the most daily flights going from nearby L.A. to Mexico. Our schedule fits your schedule. Fly Mexicana to Mexico. The best thing going.
Well, I finished the dinner dishes. What are you doing?
Glancing over the paper. Here's a fella, 38 years old. 38, just dropped dead. Heart attack.
You know him?
No, but my gosh, so young.
Oh, stop reading the obituaries every time you pick up the paper, dear. It's so depressing.
I wonder if he smoked.
It doesn't say?
Well, hardly. And hardly put that in an obituary. Mr. So-and-so was a heavy smoker.
Maybe they ought to. Oh, it's been a very depressing day, anyhow.
Why? What happened? What'd you do today?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Oh, come on, honey. That doesn't sound like you. You must have cleaned the linen closet or something.
No. I didn't do a thing. Nothing.
What's the matter, honey?
I don't know. The whole day got off on the wrong foot when I went to the attic for something. What a mess. I spent a whole week this past summer straightening and cleaning that attic. You should see it.
Well, why is it such a mess now?
After Christmas, everyone is just taking things up there and dumping them. Christmas boxes, wrapping, decorations, just dumps in the middle of the attic. And it's too cold up there now to spend any time, you know, picking things up.
Well, why worry about it? You know, I think Debbie's right when she says that sometimes you're too fussy.
Well, maybe so. Well, anyhow, after I saw the mess in our attic, I came back downstairs and I thought, well, I'll go over our box of Christmas cards and copy down new addresses in our address book. And look, just look at the list of people who not only sent a card, but they enclosed a nice, long, newsy letter, which I now have to answer. I tell you, it's getting so I spend January and February each year, it seems, writing letters. And nothing much to say anyway.
I hate to tell them that Debbie got the lead in the class play.
Who cares? Besides us. I mean, really. We hear from a friend who says, Billy is now playing the saxophone in the high school band, or our dog Bootsy presented us with four adorable puppies.
Yeah. Maybe that's all they have to write about. Maybe nothing else very exciting happens to them.
Well, nothing much else exciting happens to us either.
Well, for Pete's sake, our son finally comes home from wandering around the world and brings home a new wife. Isn't that exciting?
We haven't even met her.
Now, I still don't know why Tom didn't go to Middlefield and bring her back here to meet us today. He promised he would.
George, I think there's some problem with Ellie's parents.
What problem?
I don't know. Trying to stay out of it. Maybe they don't think our son's good enough for their daughter. Nothing we can do but sit tight and let them iron out their problems. I'm not going to get involved.
Well, maybe you're right.
I really don't care.
What's that mean?
I don't know. I really
Boy,
don't.
You really are in the doldrums tonight, honey.
No, I just got to thinking today. You know, you get married, you have children, who are supposed to be the joy and delight of your life, and it seems to me they just sort of take over your life. When they're little, it's diapers and formula, and you're so tired all the time, you just want to take naps.
That's the way it goes, dear.
Oh, you bet it doesn't. In grade school, you do nothing but drive them somewhere to the dentist or dancing lessons or birthday parties or little league games.
Well, that's all behind us now.
Now we have to worry about Debbie, I guess, and her boyfriend. Tom's getting married with no job, and as far as I can determine, no plans at all. I tell you, really, the young people of today are
surprising.
My point is, what about us?
What about us?
Well, you go to work every day. At night, you watch football or hockey on TV. Play poker with your friends or go bowling or work in the garden.
Well, what's wrong with that? I like it.
I clean the house, market, cook, do dishes, play bridge, dozen other equally fascinating things. And that's it. I mean, that's our life. I think this year we should plan to do something different.
Such as?
I don't know. Just get us out of this rut. I mean, we are in a rut. That's all we are in a rut.
Maybe.
No, there's no maybe about it. We are. We see the same people all the time. We do the same things. And when we do, we have nothing new or even interesting to talk about. The furnace or something like that. I mean, it's going to be a fairly long time until you retire. And we act as though you're retired already.
But I've got a job. If we're going to live, I have to work. Hey, you're not leading up to another great idea about you getting a job.
No, I've given that up. You made such a fuss. Besides, it's too hard to have a job all day and then housework, you know, half the night.
I think you're just worried about Tom's marriage.
No, that's his problem. I'm worried about our marriage.
What?
Well...
Hey, look, I know I'm a little thick sometimes, but are you trying to tell me something and I'm not catching on?
Oh.
Somebody else?
Oh, come on, somebody else.
Oh,
not
that
really.
Party we were at Christmas time at the Whitney's. What was that guy's name, that cousin of theirs? He was falling all over you?
Oh, Bob, really, dear?
Well, then what are you talking about?
I just
about?
Said we should do something different this year. Go someplace, take a trip, learn a new language, study something, anything.
Take a trip?
Yes.
Well, you want to go camping on my vacation?
Oh, I don't want to go camping. Living in a tent just meeting some porcupines and raccoons and fish is not going to brighten my life or yours. We've gone camping, dear.
Well, then I don't know what you have in mind.
Well, I think I can... There. I think, I hope that's what I had in mind, if it's Lois Blake from the Travel Bureau. I asked her to call tonight.
Travel Bureau?
Now, take it easy. Let me talk to Lois. See what she has to offer.
You can't be serious. I mean, it's one thing to want to travel, though. Lord knows where we get money for any trip. But, I mean, for Pete's sake, honey, 15 cities in 15 days?
I know. Lois didn't advise it. She said it's pretty tiring.
Tiring is hardly the word.
You get to see London, Amsterdam, Paris, Vienna, Venice, Florence, Rome. I forget what all.
How much?
Lois couldn't remember, but she said it was a bargain. She said she hasn't had time to look up things for me, but she'll get on it and collect some brochures and make a list. And get back to us as soon as she can, not before next week, though.
15 cities in 15 days? We need a month after we got back just to rest up. Anyhow, it seems to me that before you got your friend Lois all steamed up about this, you and I should have discussed where the money's coming from. Now, I know that may be a trivial point to you,
My grandmother left me a little money, remember? And she said she hoped I'd use it for a trip, since I've always wanted to go to Europe.
Well, that's your money.
My money is your money, too.
Oh, no.
Yes,
if we ever take a trip, I intend to take you. We're not going to dip into your little nest egg.
Well, I'm not going to argue about that now, dear, but, I mean, isn't talking about a trip, I mean, doesn't it really perk you up? I mean, something different, isn't it exciting?
Yeah, you know, it really does.
I know.
I guess we have gotten into kind of a rut.
Oh, we have.
It's just that things in Europe are so darn expensive now.
Well, they're expensive right here. It's not going to get cheaper, not right away, anyhow, if ever. We should go while we're still young enough to enjoy it and not worry about our feet hurting or we have to have our sleep or a backache or something.
Is that all Lois had to say?
Huh? Well, right now I gave her so little notice. Oh, no, there was one chartered flight, she said, to Russia for $275. 1 week, all expenses paid, but she laughed. She said, I knew you didn't want that. So, I say she'll get back to us next week.
Russia? How much?
$275.
No kidding. That includes everything?
1 week in Leningrad and Moscow. And the flight over and back. Well, anyhow, I've got you interested in the trip. Whatever we plan has to include Venice. I have always wanted to get
there. Let's go.
Just to Venice?
To Russia.
Oh, come on. You're kidding.
No. $275 chartered flight, all expenses paid. Why, my gosh, you can't do any better than that.
Well, we've never been to here. Why would we go just to Russia?
Why not? You want to take a trip so we have something interesting to talk about for a change?
Well, yes, but I...
Well, we don't know anybody personally who's been to Russia. We'd be the first of all our friends to go there.
Who wants to go there?
I heard you say 100 times how you'd like to see the Hermitage in Leningrad. Walk through the Winter Palace and look at all the paintings.
Well, yes, but if I go to Europe, I don't want to see just Russia. I want
well, you
to
want to do something really different this year. I can't think of anything that's more different than going to Russia. And for just $275 a piece, any other tour around Europe would cost anywhere from $500 to $2,000 a piece.
You don't understand you. If I had suggested Russia, if I said I had my heart set on going to Russia, you'd have screamed the place
now,
down.
Now, wait a minute, honey. You started all this travel.
Yeah, but, honey, this Russia thing is now. Right now, during the cold months. We'd freeze to death. What I had in mind was the sunshine of Italy. Sitting in a gondola with you on the canals of Venice. With the gondolier singing Santa the Tear or something, you know.
I'll get a balalaika and sing to you.
Oh, oh, you're teasing me, aren't you? You're teasing me. You're just trying to get me from thinking about a trip at all.
No,
right?
I'm not.
Yes,
I'm not. I'm serious. Let's go to Russia. $275.
Well, if I tell my friends I'm going to London and Paris and Rome, they'll say, oh, how wonderful. If I say Russia, they'll say I'm crazy.
Sweetheart, I'll tell you what. We won't decide now. We'll look thoroughly over all the available tour combinations before we decide. In the meantime, let's get our passports.
Oh, yes. Just the very word passport sounds exciting. Can I call Evie and tell her that we're going to make some trip this year?
Sure, sure. Our last trip was to California, Disneyland, 15 years ago. It's about time I took you somewhere. Those were the days, my dear.
Now you cut that out. You changed that to Santa Lucia.
All right, we'll see, dear. We'll see.
If you take Tylenol instead of aspirin for headache, now you can get the exact same relief with Daytril and get a dollar refund besides. Buy Daytril in the 100 or 250 tablet size, and Bristol-Myers will refund you $1. Send name, address, and Daytril carton to Daytril, Box 836, Farmingdale, New York, 11735, and get a dollar back. Offer good on one bottle only. Expires April 30th, 1976. So try Daytril now and get a dollar back.
I sweep my floor and I still hear sugar underfoot. I hate that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But an Oceder angler broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. Oceder angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
Oceder makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
Not a sound. Oceder makes your life easier.
The Little Things in Life, created by Peg Lynch, has been brought to you by the Oceder Angler Broom. It gets the dirt other brooms miss. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
This is Les Baxter saying, stay tuned to KMPX San Francisco, the only full-time swinger in town.
To have and to hold. To have and to hold. The story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and the people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol. To know you're the best you can be.
Jerry Turner, producing director of the Oregon Shakespearean Festival, invites you to Festival Stage 2 in Ashland.
Bernard Shaw once wrote that the theater should be a factory of thought, a prompter of conscience, an elucidator of social conduct, an armory against despair and dullness, and a temple of the ascent of man. Our 1976 Stage 2 season fulfilled all of Shaw's requirements. We offer his own play about the American Revolution, The Devil's Disciple, Shakespeare's magic carnival of surprises, The Comedy of Errors, George M. Cohan's comic melodrama, The Tavern, and Henrik Ibsen's towering masterwork, Brand. Come and see.
Stage 2 opens February 13th. For tickets, write Shakespeare in Ashland, Oregon, or visit your local branch agency.
Too dull up there, Lynn.
We were going to take a nap before dinner.
You think we're on a honeymoon? I didn't come back from the ski slopes early just to take a nap.
You didn't come back and sit in the lap?
No, I spotted an old friend from Switzerland on the slope this afternoon, Hans Mueller. We were friends in Davos.
Oh, what fun.
Well, he didn't see me, but I left a note for him at the mountain hideaway to meet me here.
Is that where he stays?
He has expensive tastes, but he's probably broke.
Well, we're not much better off. We've got just enough to pay our bill till the end of the week.
Then we go limping back to River Run, where your father can patronize me.
Oh, darling, I'm sorry. It's not your fault that you can't find a job.
I thought there might be something out here, but the season was already started.
Well, we had a good time skiing, didn't we?
Sure. You're getting pretty good, but look, not good enough for high trail, at least not alone.
Maybe next year. But then maybe I won't be able to ski next year.
Do you expect to break a leg?
No. Get pregnant.
Oh.
Oh, come on, Kurt. We can't keep putting it off.
You want your baby to have an unemployed ski bum for a father.
Oh, you'll have something by then. Think I'm going upstairs for a nap. Alone. Call me if your friend shows up.
And I will. I was better off in Zurich with Lisa. At least she didn't threaten to get pregnant.
Kurt, it's Roger.
Hans, is it you after all this time? Sit down, have a drink.
You're doing well for yourself.
It just looks that way. Oh, waiter.
Yes, sir.
Two scotch and soda, is that right?
Oh, it's fine, yeah.
Make it your best scotch.
Sure, Mr. Rogers, right away.
Well, my friend, if this is roughing it...
When did you get out here?
Well, a week ago. I picked up a bad time. Most of the old girls in Florida now. How are you doing?
I'm married.
Married?
Yeah.
Great. You got a rich one.
It's a long story, Hans.
Well, the scotch holds up. Why don't you tell me about it?
You know, I've always said, Caroline, it's your money, so you can do anything you want with it.
I wish you wouldn't say that with such disapproval, Robert.
Oh, honey, I just don't like to see you make a fool of yourself.
You're not sounding any better, dear.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry.
Now, look, I believe Kurt can do a very good job organizing the clinic. I could be wrong.
Yes, and it could be a costly mistake.
Now, you agreed to asking Bill Sloan to, ride herd on the project? Now, don't you think that will ensure us of a very competent team? Bill's a lawyer, and Kurt's a...
Snow prince.
Oh, Robert, I wish you'd put as much energy and talent into trying to... appreciate his good qualities.
Oh, my dear, there isn't world enough or time.
Well, why can't you remember how much you disliked Bill Sloan when he was married to Lynn?
Disliked Bill Sloan? Well, I don't remember that.
I know you don't. It was only after Lynn and Bill's marriage was over that you approved of him.
Yeah, well, somewhat, I mean...
Look, why don't we call Lynn Kurt tonight,
Yeah. I would like to talk to Lynn. Oh, Caroline, I do miss her.
How's Emily? Have you heard anything lately?
I don't know. I had lunch with Jason the other day, and she'd had another checkup.
Oh, anything new?
No. Just he said the tumor had grown slightly.
Oh, Robert. It must be so hard on both of them. I don't know which is worse.
Or worse? How do you mean?
I remember how shocked I was when George died. It was so sudden. I had no preparation at all.
Well, I think either way is hard. I know with Margaret it was a long time.
I hope I go quickly, in mid-sentence,
oh,
if need be.
Oh, now, Caroline, I'm not going to...
Oh, come on now, darling. We both know we're not going to live forever. Even though you may think you deserve to.
As anyone knows, hair is only as beautiful as the condition it's in. Natural Wear Miss Clairol shampoo formula conditions while it colors, makes your hair healthy looking and manageable while it adds natural glowing color that covers gray. And it's so easy to use. Just shampoo it in for fresh young color that stays color true week after week. For conditioning hair color, the best it can be, at any price, Natural Wear Miss Clairol, to know you're the best you can be.
In my house, we've got a fully automatic kitchen. Me. And the worst job I've got to do is scrape and scrub that dirty oven.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Promises, promises.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
That's a good idea.
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
You know, I've got a feeling that Mr. Muscle's going to be a good man to wake up to.
And as you know, hon, I got out of Davos just one train ahead of the Swiss cop.
Yes, I heard.
And then I made this very nice connection in Zurich.
Oh, your wife?
Oh, God, no. It couldn't be more different from each other.
Who was it?
Lisa Scott.
I don't know her.
Oh, I hope not. I want to get back there someday.
I see you're taking marriage very seriously.
I need to tell you this, buddy, but I made a big mistake getting married.
So get unmarried. Americans do it all the time.
Yeah, there's a hitch.
Yeah, that's what they say about marriage, isn't it?
I married the wrong sister.
Oh, what would have made the other sister so right?
Money. Lots of money.
Mm-hmm, I see. Why were you so lucky as to get the poor one?
Oh, it's a long story. Someday...
Maybe you could introduce me to the right sister?
Oh, no. I'm still working on that.
And you have a plan?
Not yet, but it's shaping up.
I can see that getting a divorce to marry your sister-in-law would be quite a stunt.
I'll think of a way.
What are you doing now?
Holding my breath.
Where's your wife?
She's upstairs. She'll be down soon. Listen, be careful with her.
Don't worry. I give you a great build-up with
Don't
her.
Don't do that. She's crazy enough about
it. Oh, poor cool. You just have more charm for the ladies than you know what to do with.
Hey, you said you'd call me.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling. This is Hans Mueller, and Hans, this is Leah.
Well, how do you do, Hans?
It's a great pleasure. Kurt has been telling me wonderful things about you.
You'd better watch him, Lynn. He's a charmer.
Oh, where did you two know each other?
At the Starbucks.
The Majevas.
Oh. Point West.
Pardon me, Mrs. Rogers. There's a call for you. Do you want to take it on the house phone?
Oh, yes. Kurt, do you suppose that's the Wilkins?
I hope not.
What's the matter with them?
Nothing. It's pigeons. But when you're with your wife...
Hello?
Hello, honey.
Daddy, where are you?
In Chicago, I'm afraid.
Oh, I thought maybe... How's Caroline?
Oh, she's fine. She wants to talk to Kurt before we're finished.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Well, yes.
What does she want to talk to Kurt about?
Well, I'll let her tell you. Well, you want to pick it up, dear?
Sure.
Hello, Lynn. How are you? I hope you're having a marvelous time.
I'm fine, Caroline, and it's wonderful in Aspen.
Is Kurt there?
Yes, he is.
Well, why don't you get him, and then we can all talk together.
All right. Kurt? He's coming.
Okay.
Oh, the weather's been great, and my skiing has improved.
Where is it?
It's Caroline here. She wants to talk to you.
Oh, hello, Caroline.
Hello, Kurt.
How is River Run? Do you have your garden all planned for the spring?
Oh, it's going to be lovely this year. I can hardly wait for the special tulip
to bloom. Daddy says she has something to tell you.
Oh, what?
Kurt, I can't hear you.
Lynn just said that...
I was wondering if you'd like to organize a clinic for me, Kurt. We need someone in that capacity, and I thought...
Caroline, I'd love it. I'm delighted that you're going ahead with it.
What is it?
Oh, fine. We'll see you soon, then.
You know, I'm really homesick for River Run.
What are you and Caroline?
You're welcome to the guest house, maybe for a little while longer until everything gets going.
Of course.
Oh, I think Robert wants to talk to Lynn now.
Fine. We'll see you soon. And thanks. Your father wants to talk to you. Caroline wants me to work on the clinic.
Oh, Kurt.
I'll let you talk to your father. I'll be with Han.
All right, darling. I knew everything would work out. I just knew it would.
Yes, things are starting to break right for me.
Did you know that a 1.5-ounce bottle of Ban Roll-On antiperspirant costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6-ounce sprays? Listen to this. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. And tests have shown that Ban Roll-On will help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Ban Roll-On, so economical, yet so effective.
This is your roving reporter about to interview a nose.
How do I look?
You're not on TV, Nose. This is for radio.
But how do I sound?
Pretty stuffy. Why don't you use 4-Way nasal spray?
Is 4-Way the leading brand?
Not yet, Nose.
Then why should I use it?
Because you can't buy faster decongestant relief than 4-Way nasal spray. And 4-Way can cost a lot less than the leading brand. A lot less. Here, just follow the directions.
Hey, that's a blast. You can interview me now.
Thanks, Nose, but I just did.
To Have and to Hold has been brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way. This program has come to you from the Radio Playhouse, a DCA Productions program.